And the radio station hubs are made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
WJFF, Jeffersonville. You're listening to Radio Catskill.
Welcome to Virtual Soundscapes on WJFF Radio Catskill. I'm your host, Matt Hurtado. Today we're celebrating a monumental milestone in gaming history, 20 years of World of Warcraft and 30 years in the Warcraft universe. It's been two incredible decades since I first stepped foot in Azeroth, embarking on epic quests, making friends, and forging unforgettable memories. I'm thrilled to announce that joining us for this episode is Patty Matson, the talented voice actress behind the iconic Sylvanas Windrunner. We'll dive into her experiences later on in this episode, but for now, let's get ready to immerse ourselves in the epic soundscapes of World of Warcraft, kicking things off with some of the most memorable music that has defined this legendary series. Let's kick things off with the theme from the last expansion, the main theme of Dragonflight.
Thank you.
just went from the sweepingly beautiful main theme of Dragonflight to a chilled-out remix of the Stormwind theme, officially released by Blizzard last year on a Lo-Fi Beats to Chill To album. Up next, join me in the Taverns of Azeroth as we hear Temple of the Moon from all the way back in 2007.
Thank you.
yet another modern twist on a 15-year-old World of Warcraft classic song. That was Legends of Azeroth from Blizzard's second lo-fi album, released last year in honor of their convention, BlizzCon. Though we aren't getting a BlizzCon this year, the Warcraft team hosted a Warcraft Direct on their YouTube channel for the first time ever this week, announcing remakes of Warcraft 1 and 2, as well as a slew of new information about upcoming expansions. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we return, we'll hear both music and an interview from our guest, Patty Mattson, voice of Sylvanas Windrunner from the game.
Radio Catskill's big annual music sale is just a couple of weeks away. Saturday, November 30th, 10 to 3 at the Liberty Mall in Liberty. We've got tons of records, tons of LPs and CDs, cassettes, 8-tracks, cheap discs priced to move, pricey platters for discerning collectors, plus vintage audio equipment, instruments, oddities, and more. And yes, we're still accepting donations of records in good condition. For Radio Catskill's big annual music sale, November 30th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving at the Liberty Mall.
Hey, this is DJ Chucks of Old School Sessions. Please join me and Selector Starkey at our new time, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. Saturday night.
Old school, baby.
That's Old School Sessions right here on WJFF, 8 to midnight, Saturday night, only on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to Virtual Soundscapes on WJFF Radio Catskill. I'm your host, Matt Hurtado, and if you're just tuning in, we're celebrating 20 years of World of Warcraft and 30 years of the Warcraft universe. Don't forget, we'll soon be joined by Patty Mattson, the talented voice actress behind Sylvanas Windrunner, to share her insights into her role in the game's legacy. Up next is Before the Storm from the Battle for Azeroth expansion. This piece beautifully captures the mounting tensions between the Alliance and the Horde, setting the stage for one of the most pivotal conflicts in Azeroth's history. It's a stirring composition that reflects the complexities and emotions of a world on the brink of war.
We'll be right back.
That was Before the Storm, an overture of the music featured in Warcraft's 7th expansion, Battle for Azeroth. Along with the lore introduced in the game, Blizzard also releases audio dramas and narrated novellas on their YouTube channel. Up next is an original composition from the Warbringers audio drama, Daughter of the Sea.
The daughter of the sea, beware, I heard him cry. His words carried upon the ocean breeze as he sank beneath the tide. Those blood-soaked shores of Kalimdor, where sailors fought and died. The admiral fell at their amour because she left his side.
Why this, O daughter of the sea? Why this? Always the pride of our nation's eyes. How could she go astray?
When she did flee across the ocean deep, the admiral followed west. What else but sail to save a daughter's life and pray she still drew breath? But there he found upon those distant shores enemies on the rise. But when he faced those savage foes, his daughter stood aside and buried deep beneath the waves, betrayed by family to his nation with his last breath cried, beware the of me.
A song written by Blizzard Entertainment's fantastic team of composers and sung by our guest tonight, Patty Matson, that was Lament of the Highborn. Speaking of Patty, let's get to her interview now and hear what it takes to become one of the most iconic characters in a 20-year-long running franchise. You're listening to Virtual Soundscapes on WJFF Radio Catskill. I'm your host, Matt Hurtado. It's the 20th anniversary of World of Warcraft this month, and today I'm absolutely thrilled to be joined by voice actress Patty Matson, voice of the Dark Lady Sylvanas Windrunner. Patty, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here, Matt. So good.
Patty, I understand you had a background in music before becoming a voice actress, and then you jumped onto the scene and kind of exploded into the voice actress realm. What was that transition like? How did you get from music to playing one of the most recognizable characters in this 20-year-old game that's been going?
I know, right? These things can come as such a surprise. I started very young in the theater, actually doing like comedy monologues and crazy little things, and went to theater school in junior high. And then I turned towards music in my 20s and 30s. I've got some records on my website, pattymatson.com. I think I had 4 releases there. And it really ran my train, but it speckled in there were these parody songs for Premier Radio Clear Channel. And amidst that were some commercials. And then there's, you end up singing on a Disney record, and then you play the instructor, the aerobic instructor. And then I got these little harmonizing, fish or so, and then it just leads to one thing sort of led to another. And, really fun. It was speckled sort of in there, but not something I focused on. And then it just kind of started to take over. Actually, it just took over. And then I started taking some serious voiceover classes with all of the best people out here just to really immerse myself, in that side of it. But yeah, just lucky, right? There doing a Disney record that turned into a Mommy and Me thing that turned into a commercial, turned into a commercial. And you know what I mean? It just grew legs. And someone said, hey, you got a voiceover demo. You should go get an agent. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, from Sylvanas' point of view, she's been around for a long time in this game, World of Warcraft. There's the Ranger General, the Banshee Queen, War Chief of the Horde, most recently kind of an afterlife custodian. And you've been playing her for 20 years, which I think is just an incredible feat. Not a lot of people, I think, can say they've played a character that long. So what is it like to play a character that long? Do you feel like you kind of grew along with her?
I would say for sure. I mean, first off, you never imagine when you go into an audition for a character, you just give it the best you can. You follow what it is they're asking for. You try to bring something of, to it. And then, it just, some things come and go and you never see them again. Right. Mm-hmm. So you don't know going into that what will come of something like that. So I always say it's an honor, but it is really an honor to be able to continue to play her. And now she's sort of really a piece of me. It's pretty cool stuff. And to get to work with these incredible people, artists, game developers, other actors, writers, I did the book, Sylvanas, the novel for Christy Golden. What a great thing to get a chance to do, right? To do the audio book of that for such a great writer. So yeah, I don't know if that answers the question, but it's a thrill all the time. That's what I can say. And I never will tire of it. I'll miss it if I am not, a part of it. So, yeah.
How was the voice of Sylvanas developed? Because it's such a unique sound that she has. She's kind of this strong, foreboding presence. How did you come up with that?
Well, it grew too, I would say. Initially, Piero Coppola, I do believe, played up to Warcraft 3, where I started to get in there. Mm-hmm. When you go into those kinds of auditions, they give you a description of what they're looking for. I listened to some of what went before. So I think they probably looked for someone who wasn't too far away from the tonality and general thing of the previous person. So some of that I would imagine played a part. And then I just, you know, brought a piece of what I thought each scene would need from someone like that, right? Like, and then her story evolved, right? She was kind of, you know, in the background. And I'll never forget that the day we did the cinematic where she gets handed over the reins to be war chief. And I was standing in that session even thinking, wow, okay, what does this mean, right? For the character and for the future of the character to be handed the mantle of war chief as a woman. Right. And in the position she was in, championing the Forsaken, you know, I really loved that she could be a champion of the underdog and be absorbed into that. I really liked that part, that piece of it. I don't even know if I answered the question, but yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure you did. do you have any, I mean, you just mentioned a memory of, you know, you, as Sylvanas becoming the war chief, you standing there in the, do you have any other favorite memories of playing her?
I mean, I just loved when Dave Fannoy, who played Voljin, you know, he did such a beautiful job as Voljin, yeah. Right? And to just be watching that thinking, what? I really got choked up. And also the death of Sarfang, Andrew Morgado. What are you talking about? All the scenes with Anduin, Josh Keaton. He's so fabulous. And then, although I don't get to work with the ladies as much, you've got, you know, Jaina, played by Laura, and the people who are filling the Dragonflight zone. There's just some really terrific, terrific people participating. And so highlight-wise, the death of Sarfang. The burning of the tree was an interesting session. Even though that's a Andrea has some stories about that she could tell you, but we did an improv in the studio and it was intense, really intense, just before we read for that piece, where she was in that space of can't I, you know, where she really switched gears into, you know, that space she was in this really dark moment. And Erica was there playing that other character. And it was just a cool moment. But also the Shadowlands cinematic. For me, you know, when anytime you've got like these great directors and writers in the room and you get to go for the death of Sarfang, we did a live shoot at Blizz.
Oh,
and
wow.
With a bunch of cameras kind of getting that walking around thing happening. And then for the Shadowlands cinematic, just to see that, I never saw the final until BlizzCon 2019. One of my favorite moments in my career of Sylvanas. BlizzCon 2019, I just had so much fun. Those BlizzCons are crazy good. And the live thing with everyone and just seeing everyone, seeing the fans and the cosplayers, those are highlights that are like, what? But the cinematic played at the con. And I had never seen the finished thing, so I don't know what they select, right? But you know when you're doing that beginning, you know, that ice crown. And you just see, I just get chills up my neck, yeah. A monument to our suffering. You know, that opening was like, oh my God, so good. And it's the writers and the artists and that art they did in the snowy thing with him.
Mm-hmm.
My mind was blown. And it's so much a team of people who are just creating something magnificent. Yeah. So good.
Seeing Sylvanas rip apart the Helm of Domination, this is like...
Shut up!
Killing.
Right. And when I went in to do it, I thought, oh no, she's going to put it on. Because, you know, we don't know. Right. So there's that piece of me that's like, oh shit, is she going to put it on? So I just loved that she tore that thing apart.
Yeah.
I just was like, whoa, yes. So good.
So I have to ask, you know, aside from Sylvanas, you play some really sweet, cute other characters. You play, you know, little kids, little boys sometimes. What's it like going from such a crazy, wild, you know, empowered character like Sylvanas to playing other characters like that?
I mean, it's a blast. It's so much fun. And in Elder Scrolls, I think I played like 12 different in-game characters. It's called when you're in there being a sort of a utility character, I think. And so you get to do a bunch of different things, little bits of different things. That's fun. It's a challenge. It can stretch you, especially with good direction. You know, and it's just fun to enter. I always wanted to play like some little innocent dragon in Warcraft, or like, you know, those people down in Dragonflight where they all talk like they're from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah,
because I'm from Minnesota. I was like, oh, I want to be one of those people down there with the guys down there. Right. And so anytime you get a chance to stretch like that, I play Demon Peitha in Guild Wars 2. That touches more into that leader thing. Mm-hmm. And it's audio affected. But I also am doing the Bog Queen for that. And a lot of these really fun younger characters, little bunnies and kids and boys and toys. And just a blast. It's a really fun shift to make, to go into a different accent, or, hey, mom, it just, you know, it really takes you to a different place, right?
Huh? Yeah.
What is that? You just get to go somewhere totally different.
that's really fun. Yeah. That's awesome. So without any spoilers, without breaking any NDAs, I know Sylvanas, she's kind of in the backseat right now. Her sister's taken over.
It's a great story, right?
It is.
Mara Juno tearing it up. She's beautiful, right? Doing that such a good job.
How would you like to see Sylvanas return in the future?
Well, we'd always love for her to be in charge. you know, coming back to restore Silvermoon would be a really fun quest in game, right? Mm-hmm. Where the in-game quest is to people do quests to watch Silvermoon get rebuilt. So fun, right? And where she was, you know, it's hard to say because she could be there or she could be still championing the Forsaken or as someone on a tribunal that participated in the unity of a thing, and keeping on championing what she originally, you know, was from day one, even though it took some pretty weird roads, right? Crazy roads for her. So, you know, but just being in a game, even if you play a villain, that can be fun. You know, that has its real fun to, even though people might hate the character or whatever, to be able to make them feel a way, a kind of way, and deliver for the people who are writing, is right. I'm just so grateful, honestly. So I'm excited to be a part of it, regardless of what they choose to do. Right.
Yeah.
And maybe she'll be in the Maw delivering souls, but imagine the storylines that could come from that. I mean, if you're down there delivering souls, what if you get a potion to like bring somebody back, or you, what? I mean, there is an endless realm of possibilities in that whole Maw thing and what could come from it, or what could happen to you.
Well, no matter what happens, as long as Sylvanas comes back, I'll certainly be excited.
I know, right? Keep me working, please.
The topic of keeping working, last thing that I wanted to talk about is there's currently a SAG-AFTRA strike going on. You know, it's very important to have voice actors protected. And I just wanted to get your opinion on that, talk to you a little bit about that.
I mean, listen, these AI protections are critical, guys, anybody who's listening or watching. Not to mention, the union jobs give actors health care and they have to get a certain amount of income to qualify for that health care. So strikes can really make that hard for us, on top of, you know, dealing with the fear of losing your career to a machine, right? And having your stuff put out there and then there's no compensation. And that's, you know, they're, listen, I believe we're going to have a great contract. I know everyone at SAG-AFTRA is working their buns off to get that happening. Thank you all so much for everything you're doing. And all of us who know how important that is, we're going to make it, but let's get it done like as soon as we possibly can. because it is our livelihood, it is our future, it is our healthcare, and it matters. So yeah.
Hattie, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure. Hey. It's been an honor. I've been a fan for 20 years.
I love you.
So thanks so much, and I wish you the best of luck in the future.
Hey, thanks so much. It is a delight. Always happy to come back.
And that brings our special celebration to a close here on Virtual Soundscapes. It's been an incredible journey honoring 20 years of World of Warcraft and 30 years of the Warcraft universe. Huge thanks to Patty Matson for sharing her experiences bringing the Sylvanas Windrunner to life. If you'd like to revisit this episode, you can find it on Spotify or WJFFradio.org. Be sure to join us next week as we continue to explore more video game soundtracks that shape our favorite games. I'm Matt Hurtado, this has been Virtual Soundscapes, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Jeff Works Office Solutions, located right on Main Street in Jeffersonville, New York. A newly renovated pet-friendly office space that rents by the day, week, or month, with hot desks, sound-insulated rooms, Wi-Fi, modern amenities, and 24-hour secure access. Online at jeffworksjayville.com. And from The Cooperage Project, thecooperageproject.org. And listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org.
On the TED Radio Hour, on December 24th, NASA's Parker Solar Probe will touch the sun. Astrophysicist Nora Wawafi leads the mission.
The spacecraft will hit the closest approach ever to the sun.